Okay, Tov. Starting another day of Avodas Hashem. Zeichet to get a chizuk from Moshe Rabbeinu's words of Mizmor L'Soida that we say every day in the beginning of our tefillah to put us in the right mind frame for the entire day. As we mentioned, Korban Toida was a special Korban brought when a person felt a need and a desire to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it can be brought any day, as long as a person feels that way. I have something to be thankful for and I want to bring a korban. That's what was said at the time of the korban. We know that instead of korbanos, we have tefillos. Our tefillos are korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, korban does not mean sacrifice. It means kilva, bringing ourselves closer to Hashem, putting ourselves in His hands, feeling how fortunate we are to be the Ovdei Hashem. And that's what we say, Mizmor L'Soida, Ari El Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Boyu L'Fonu B'Nono. Our Avodas Hashem is B'Simcha. It's a basic part of Avodas Hashem that it has to be, and it should be, B'Simcha. Person goes to work, it's not necessarily B'Simcha, because he's working hard, he's not sure if he'll be successful, he won't be successful, what will come out of it? By us, we know for sure good will come out of it. Because that's what Avodas Hashem is. If I do the Ratzon Hashem, not only does it bring me goodness in the future, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, but the Avodah itself is something to be happy about. That is the Schar, the Avodah itself. A person appreciates what he's doing. And forget about what's going to be in the future. Right now, it's the biggest schus to be able to be over Hashem. The person has somebody he cares for very much and loves very much, and he has an opportunity to do something that will make them happy. That's the biggest simcha for himself. Husband and wife that care for one another. It's not a tircha to do something for one another. That's the involvement in it is something which brings a person simcha, because that is a result of, and it also is strengthening more, that deep, close relationship between the two of them. That's the schus that we have. Hashem picked us as a nation that He really wants us to be those who are going to develop this relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's Hashem b'simcha, our avodah is something that should create us tremendous simcha. And if we pay attention and appreciate what we have, we're the one nation of the entire world, that the whole world was created for us to come close to Hashem and be zeichu with us to all the goodness that comes out of it in this world and the world to come. That's the greatest simcha, to involve ourselves in it. Magal Amukis and others say that there's a remez in this whole mizmor also to the entire Seder HaTfil that we have. The way it was set up. The first thing in tefillah we have is the korbanos. We say now in the Shalma Parmes Foseinu, we say some of the psukim of korbanos, some mishnayos of korbanos, in the beginning of psukim of Zimra. That's ivdu, that's avoida. A korban is a mice of avoida. Kavayochel bringing everything we have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's represented by bringing over the korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vivdus Hashem b'simcha. We start off HaTfil, the first stage, b'simcha, that other rabbi recognize that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're willing to give everything over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we know that furthering our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best thing we can do for ourselves, and the best thing we do for the entire world. Boy Lefana Benona, that's the second stage of tefillah. The Renonas of Psuke de Zimra. It's another preparation before we actually come to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Ashmon Esrei. The entire Psuke de Zimra is reminding ourselves of how much we have to be thankful for every facet of our life, whether our sustenance, Paseh Ziotecho, Masbila Chol Chayrots, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us everything. Masbia, not just the basic, satiates us. And all the other Halalukas, which describes the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cares for everybody, whether they're Asurim or Ivrim, Kfufim, people that seem to be in a hard situation, but Hashem is Soikiv Kafufi Matir Asuim. Sometimes a person feels he's in a hard or even impossible situation. He has to know that Hashem is with him. And thank Hashem for whatever we have, that itself brings us Yeshua. B'nei Yerushalayim Hashem. The haluk is that lo yisachen l'chalkoi mishpotim ba'yidoim haluka. He chose us as a special nation. And the final haluk is about lo yisachen l'chalkoi, how Hashem is going to tilul chol chasidov to all those who are close to Hashem, to eventually see the Yeshua, Hal Hashem with the Silsle Yeshua, take a shofar, the Hilulim that will say Lasa Lova, reminding ourselves of what happened in the past, Oz Yoshi, you see us Mitzrayim, that's the Boyul of Fonu Benono. We're coming to Him with a Renona, with singing out to Hashem. We recognize your special Hashgach in the present. We remember your Hashgach in the Ovar in the past, by Yisrael Mitzrayim, and we're looking forward to the Haluka, Lasa Lova, we should be Zeichem Meher V'Yemeinu. The main thing is, no matter what's going on in the world and in our own lives, try as much as we can to appreciate the fact that we are Hashem's special nation, and everything we do in life is Avodas Hashem, Bisimcha, Bil Nona, and Mitzvah Hashem, that will bring us Yeshuas.